Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everybody, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So we thought we would take time today to talk about a particular role that many people fall into in the workplace, mm-hmm. and it's called the invisible one. It's the complete opposite of me. It's the quiet person. And if you relate to this, this information is in Working With You Is Killing Me.
Yeah.
We outline this particular role. And, you know, it's not a bad thing to be a very quiet person whose work speaks for itself until you become invisible and your work goes unnoticed.
Yeah.
So every role has a dark side and a light side to it. All the roles that we have in here are good things.
Right.
But then it's when it traps you.
Yes.
That it becomes a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll talk a little bit about the characteristics of an invisible employee. And one of the things that we say in Working With You Is Killing Me is that roles are usually things we take on early in life. So if you're the kind of person who always was good at staying out of trouble, staying out of the fray, if you grew up in a household with a lot of fighting or conflict, and just sticking to your job as a person, a member of the household, doing what you needed to do, being helpful when you need to be helpful, but really kind of pulling in your energy so that you would be left alone, left out of the anything difficult, then you may come to work and do a very similar thing. And what we find is invisible employees are usually very conscientious, quite responsible. They like to do their work, but without any fanfare. They tend to attend meetings, but they tend to say nothing or very little. There's the person who you may not know whether they made it to the office party or not because they come and go very quietly. And you could be a good team player, but generally speaking, you may not be seen. I mean, that's the whole thing about being invisible. And for example, we went to an event or we've been to meetings before where the invisible person, they just forget to mention them at the meeting.
Right. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
That's how unnoticed this person becomes. Because they don't make any waves.
That's right.
They don't need a lot of attention.
They don't.
But there's a flip side to that, which is not good.
Right.
Because then you're not remembered.
Right.
And you're not called upon.
Right.
So here are some questions from Working With You Is Killing Me, just to ask yourself, do you prefer to stay out of the limelight? And answer these for yourself. Do you keep your ideas and opinions to yourself? Do you take pride in doing your work and staying out of the way? At meetings, do you tend to sit back and observe? Do you feel that your accomplishments are often ignored or disregarded? Those are, you know, I think if you're saying yes to all those questions, then it's important for you to realize that there are times you have to step out of that.
Yeah.
And not bring a lot of attention to yourself or, you know, being a problem, because that would be the whole other extreme.
Right.
But you do want to speak up at meetings. Yeah, you know, many of my clients that have this, we talk about preparing for every meeting. Prepare a couple of things you could say.
Right.
Because you don't want to just say anything for the sake of saying, like, you know who at meetings. You know, there are people that just take up the air in the room.
Suck all the oxygen out of the room.
But it's important to say something. It doesn't have to be the most creative thing, but you want to bring some attention to yourself.
Well, I was going to say, here's the good news. If you are someone who generally is quiet, keeps to themselves, doesn't chime in, doesn't need the limelight, when you speak, people may listen, right? Because it's an unusual event. So,
right.
And in my experience, again, invisible people, they're not overly chatty. So chances are that the remarks, for example, Kathy, that you help people prepare are poignant remarks.
Right.
They have value.
you know, we give this example in Working With You Is Killing Me of this guy who really kept to himself, did very good work, and he wanted a promotion, so he would just slip articles under his boss's door saying, you know, wouldn't this be a great idea? And the promotion went to somebody else because she went and asked for it. So right. The lesson there is, you know, if you do have to go to your boss and let them know, I'd like a promotion or I, you know, want a raise, your work will not speak for itself, unfortunately. It's just not right. The way it is. You have to speak up for yourself. Mm-hmm. So this is, again, not the extreme, but you have to do more of it than you presently are.
Right, which brings us to another thing. If you tend to be invisible, as we're saying, you're not, you know, big rooms are not inviting to you.
Right, that's right.
Like, you're not going to stand up and do a dazzling presentation. Mm-hmm. What you can look for and schedule are meetings individually, one-on-one, where you can let mm-hmm. your ideas, your projects, your presentations be seen by a very specific audience, but where you get some attention.
Right. Right. So there's many things that you can do. Like if there is a meeting going on, maybe you're the person that wants to cross their names off the list when they walk in. Like get yourself a job so uh-huh. that you're busy at that meeting and people say hi to you.
Right.
You know, don't look to be in the back of the room hidden.
Yeah.
And you can do it in a way that, you know, is not difficult for you, like taking a job, an assignment.
Right.
But you do have to practice speaking up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard part for this type of person.
Yes. Speaking up, raising your hand, saying hello when you walk into a room so that people actually are aware of your presence. Just small things that kind of bring your energy out. And that's part of your personal challenge, right? Which is rather than have it always going in, putting some energy out there.
Right. Right.
That connects with the rest of the people who you're working with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to become a braggart. I mean, that's another interesting thing, I think, for people who are generally of this ilk, is you don't really admire the people who are always touting their accomplishments.
Right.
So this is more about just your presence being felt initially and over time, finding ways to ask for what you want and make sure that your successes are seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. We hope that's been of some service to anyone here who suspects they may be an invisible one. One other idea, actually, Kathy, I was thinking, if you're managing someone who you notice to be invisible, is there something advice you would give to a manager about that?
I mean, I would tell them the same thing that we're saying, is to help them plan what they could say at a meeting and talk to them about, you know, this meeting is going to be happening. It would be good if you took over this part of the presentation to acknowledge your work. You know, give them opportunities to shine, to maybe attend things and sit in the front of the room and acknowledge them publicly. You can help. You can support this person.
That's mm-hmm. great. Okay, join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And between now and then, we hope you are seen.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.